For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will open up the season for real this weekend. Had an exhibition game last weekend at Minnesota. Joined by Carter Jones, fifth year out of Washington State. Carter, what'd you learn about your team on Sunday at Minnesota?
I don't think necessarily learned anything. We just kind of wanted to see where we're at as a group. Thought we played well. There's some things we obviously need to work on because it's the start of the year. But overall, I thought we played well. And we're just ready to get going this weekend.
Never been a part of a game where a team had 27 guys dressed. What was it like in that bench? You didn't have a whole heck of a lot of room. What was the communication like of who's coming up next and all that kind of stuff?
Luckily, those benches are pretty big, so there was more room. But yeah, just coaches were on top of it, saying who's going next, and we were able to figure it out.
How much more can you get out of an exhibition than you can out of a couple-hour practice?
I think it's just the real game speed. You can only do so much through practice and simulations, and then once you get out there, especially against a team like the Gophers, it really lets you see kind of where we're at with our systems and our team speed and everything like that.
I asked a version of this question to Kyle Loaf last week. You know, hockey is a sport of really, really high and unfortunately really, really low. When you win, you feel great. When you lose, it feels like, you know, the end of the world. What is it about those highs and lows that draws you to this game and drew you back here for a fifth year?
Yeah, I think especially the way we play so hard and we play for the guy next to you. So the wins mean that much more just because we want to do it for everybody in that room. And then same with the losses, you know, you want to take responsibility for it. It's just we play a team game, so it comes with the highs and lows. And, yeah, it's pretty heavy for both sides.
Teams out east are used to the kind of schedule you're going to be at this week, playing a different team back-to-back days. There are some good things about, you know, the CCHA and the WCHA when you started here. If you're playing the same team back-to-back nights, you know them, you can prepare for them. It makes it a lot harder to sweep when you got to beat a team twice in a weekend. But what are some of the challenges of playing two different teams?
Yeah, I mean, just doing your homework on, you know, the first team in hand, trying to take care of business there, and then, you know, got the team the other night, and same thing, do your homework and just kind of slog away at it and do your best against both teams.
A lot of fifth years don't have many classes to take yet. What's your class load like this semester?
You know what? They split them up in 8 weeks, so this first 8 weeks, pretty light load, but it gets heavier moving forward here.
Obviously, hockey is a part of what you guys all want to do. That's why you're playing D1 hockey. But once the hockey days are done, what do you see yourself doing?
You know, not sure yet. I'm just trying to